The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? I did, of course, because the Cowboys actually got a win. But I bet we all had a better Thanksgiving than Coach Matt Eberflus did of the Chicago Bears. Because, the two later games were exactly what we expected. But the first game of the day was a total what-the-hell moment. It actually turned out to be a pretty decent game in the end until the insane happened. So basically, you know, we come right at the gate. The Detroit Lions are completely dominating this game as they usually do and as we expected. But then all of a sudden, the Bears started to get it going offensively. They were able to start putting together some drives. They were able to start putting together some scores. And all of a sudden, they get within 3 points of the Detroit Lions. And they get a last-minute drive where they are able, they've got two timeouts. They've got plenty of time on the clock, and if they just get within field goal range, they could potentially tie this up and send it into overtime. So, you know, Chicago actually puts together this decent drive here at the end of the game, but then all of a sudden, with about 23-ish seconds left to go, they've got a timeout. Chicago has a timeout, which is great for them, and it kind of looks like, you know, they get the first down here. But it just kind of looks like the entire offense is in disarray. So what the coach should do in that moment, like when it's like 21 seconds, 20 seconds, once it gets to about that time, you need to call the timeout. It doesn't matter what happens here. You just need to call the timeout because you could just tell the offense was in complete and utter disarray. They had no idea what was going on. And obviously they didn't because that's how this game ended. So Chicago's just like scrambling around on offense. They're getting set. And all of a sudden, by the time they snap the ball, there's only like 6 seconds left on the clock, meaning they're not going to get in field goal range. And they don't. Basically, what happens is Caleb Williams just tosses up a prayer, and it goes nowhere. And the Bears aren't even able to get the field goal off, let alone get in field goal. It was the craziest sequence of events I've ever seen in my entire life. One thing that was nice to see about it was, is as a Dallas Cowboys fan, it's nice to see that we're not the only team that shits the bed in those situations. But it was crazy to watch because even Tony Romo's like, so are they calling a timeout at some point here? And it just was like, whoa, how did that happen? And so Matt Eberflus, the coach, was already on the hot seat at this point. I mean, they just fired their offensive coordinator a couple weeks ago, which was kind of like a last-ditch effort here for him to save his job. And then after that horrible sequence of events and that horrible clock management, and then he even defended it and doubled down this morning in his press conference when they asked about it, and he was then promptly fired. I felt like he was going to be fired at the end of the season anyways, but that yesterday is what's going to get you fired. And then when you double down and are like, oh, yeah, that's what we meant to do. It's like, oh, really? You really meant to do that? That was really ridiculous. So that was pretty shocking, needless to say. I mean, honestly, the Lions are kind of lucky to be walking away with this game 23-20 because they pretty much let it go in the fourth quarter. They let the Bears go off 13 points straight and just get in field goal range, but or within field goal distance. And Lions are lucky to be walking away with that one, but hey, sometimes that'll happen to you. But the Bears really shit the bed on that game. Then we had the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys actually had a very solid game overall defensively. They were able to get some sacks. They were able to get some turnovers. DeMarvion Overshown, he had this insane tip pass to himself. Intercepts the ball and runs it in for a touchdown. So that was great. Rico Dowdle. We've had two games in a row where the running game has been a huge factor. And Rico Dowdle had 112 yards on the ground, his first over 100 yards in a game. He had a touchdown as well. Cooper Rush, pretty decent, 21 for 36, 195 yards and a touchdown. And the Cowboys got the win, 27-20. The Giants did kind of make a run there at the end, but hey, the Cowboys were able to hold it down and actually get the win here. So we are on a two-game winning streak. So Super Bowl bound, right, guys? Just kidding. No, I'm just enjoying the win. I'm happy to see us win two games in a row. I would not be shocked, though, if we don't win one more game the rest of the season. So, I mean, we do have a couple of meh teams coming up, the Bengals and the Panthers. But with this team, you just never know what's going to happen. But, hey, I'm happy to see that they got the win, and especially on Thanksgiving Day. And they actually dominated this game, too. It was pretty much all Cowboys all day, and it felt great to watch. So I'll take the win any time. And then rounding out our Thanksgiving Day games, we had the Miami Dolphins at the Green Bay Packers, and this one went just as expected. Green Bay Packers completely dominated the Dolphins, 30-17. It was all Green Bay all night. They kind of tapered off in the second half because they scored 14 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, and then were only able to manage up 6 total points at the end of the game in the third and fourth quarter. But it didn't matter. They were still able to hang on. The Dolphins kind of looked like they were going to get it going after they scored a touchdown in the third quarter. Then they scored another one in the fourth quarter, but they just really, they hit the red zone a couple of times and it didn't work out for them. And that they just really weren't, they were not going to win this game. I mean, it was all completely dominated by the Packers. The Packers defense, they really actually held Tua in check. I actually was kind of shocked Tua didn't have a turnover in this one. So, it wasn't a terrible game from him. He went 37 for 46, 365 yards and 2 touchdowns. But it's just the Packers are the better team. They got the better offense. They got the more consistent offense. They've got the better defense, the more consistent defense. Plus a really good special. They're really good with the special teams as well. So I'm not shocked at all that the Packers got the win just because I don't think the Dolphins are a good team. And that was proven in last night's game. So let's move on to the rest of the week 13 and what we have going on this weekend, and also in my head-to-head matchup with the homie Simon Ruvalcaba. Last week, I went 10-3 to bring my season total up to 116 wins and 63 losses. He went 6-7 last week, so fell even further behind me. He's got 100 wins on the season and 79 losses, so he's got a lot of ground to go. He's 16 games behind, so good luck with that, dude. We both went 3-0 on the weekend because we both picked all the winners. I picked Detroit to win 38-20. He picked Detroit to win 34-17. Then I picked Dallas to win 28-10. He picked Dallas to win 16-9. And then I had Green Bay winning 31-13, and he had Green Bay winning 23-20. So we also do have a Black Friday game this year. You know, that started last year where we will now have Black Friday games, hopefully for quite some time. I imagine we will. So today's Black Friday game is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs are a 13.5-point favorite, which is not shocking at all, just because the Raiders are terrible. The Raiders and the Giants are probably the two worst teams in the league this year. And more than likely, one of those two teams is going to have the first overall pick in the draft. And I'm sure both of them want it because both of them could use a quarterback. And we all know Shedeur Sanders is more than likely going to be the number one overall quarterback this year. And if either of those teams get a shot at him, they should absolutely take a shot at him. But heading into this game, the Raiders actually do play the Chiefs pretty decently. This is a division matchup, so those tend to be weird sometimes, and the Chiefs really haven't dominated at all in any point this season. They only have one loss, of course, but they have not dominated any team, and hell, they even got taken to the mat last week by the Carolina Panthers, so I actually expect the same from the Raiders today. I do expect the Raiders defense to step it up and make things as difficult as they can for Patrick Mahomes. They actually do play Mahomes pretty well, but it's their offense, which is a problem just because they don't have really anything going on at any position, from quarterback to wide receiver to offensive line to running back. They just are terrible in all ways, shapes, and forms. But since it's a division matchup, they play the Chiefs well. I do think it's going to be a close game. I have the Chiefs winning, though, 24-23. Simon also has the Chiefs winning 24-15. Then moving on to Sunday's games, we have the Los Angeles Chargers at the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, the Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite. Atlanta is way too inconsistent for me, whereas the Chargers, they've actually been one of the more consistent teams this year, especially, and well, really on both sides of the ball, I was going to say on the defensive side, but now they're actually starting to really get it going offensively. It's just the drop passes are really becoming an issue, but I do think this is going to be kind of an offensive shootout because they're both similar on the offensive side of the ball, but the Chargers do have the better defense, and I do think the Chargers are the better team. So I have the Chargers winning 30-27, and Simon also has the Chargers winning 27-20. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now the Bengals are a 2.5-point favorite, and the Bengals, they've been an extreme disappointment this year. I mean, offensively, they're really good, but defensively, it's been shaky, and they just really haven't been able to get any consistency going at any point in the season. Whereas the Pittsburgh Steelers have been exceptionally consistent on defense, but offensively, there's been huge issues. Since this is a division battle, I do expect this to be a good game. I expect it to actually be pretty back and forth for the most part. But the Bengals, I think they still have some fight in them. This is always a big game for them against the Steelers. And like I said, the Steelers are just not that good offensively, and I just think the Bengals are going to get the better of the Steelers in this matchup, 24-20. And this is a disagreement between Simon and I this week. He's got the Steelers winning this one 27-23. Then we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Minnesota Vikings. Right now the Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite. To me, the Cardinals are just way too inconsistent. They're good on the offensive side of the ball, but then they also have their issues, and who knows, you know, Kyler Murray, he got the shit beat out of him last week, so who knows if those injuries, it looks like kind of like an oblique or rib area injury, so who knows if that's going to be an issue for him this week. But now he has the Minnesota Vikings defense coming at him, and that, I think, is just going to be a huge problem for the Arizona Cardinals. And then to top it off, the Vikings offense is just really good, and the Arizona Cardinals defense is just not good at all. So I kind of feel like Sam Darnold's going to have a field day just throwing the ball to anybody out there. I mean, not only just Justin Jefferson, but they've got a ton of receivers, plus Aaron Jones in the backfield. You know, they've got Jordan Addison, who's had a huge couple of games these last couple of weeks. And I just think they're going to dominate the Cardinals 28-17. And Simon also has the Vikings winning this one 20-17. Then we have the Indianapolis Colts at the New England Patriots. Right now, the Colts are a 2.5-point favorite. The Patriots are just another terrible-ass team. They have some spark on offense, but overall, they're just really bad. And they haven't been able to get anything going consistently at all either. But the Colts, not that much better. I would say they're just, you know, the Patriots are on a scale from 1 to 5, the Patriots are probably a 1. And the Colts are probably a 2. So they're like barely above them. But I just think they're better on the defensive side of the ball and on the offensive side of the ball. And I just don't really see anything from the New England Patriots. So I've got the Colts winning this one 20-14. And Simon also has the Colts winning this one 20-12. Then we have the Seattle Seahawks at the New York Jets. Right now, the Seahawks are a 1.5-point favorite. I've pretty much given up on the Jets. I'm doing my best not to take them. And this matchup, it was hard not to take them because I wouldn't be shocked if they won this one because Seattle's way too inconsistent. But I actually think Seattle's the better team. They've been playing better football, and they actually have a lot on the line. The Seahawks are actually still in playoff contention and still have a shot at winning their division. Whereas the Jets, they are playing for God knows what. This team couldn't blow up quicker. This team's probably packed up and headed on vacation for the most part. So I've got Seattle winning a close one, 21-20. And Simon actually has the Jets in this one, 24-20. Then we have the Tennessee Titans at the Washington Commanders. Right now the Commanders are a 5.5-point favorite. Tennessee is also another one of those just terrible-ass teams. They do get sparks every once in a while, but Washington is coming off of a huge losing streak right now, and they really could use a win, and I feel like they are about to get that win just because the Titans are not a good team, not consistent at all. Yes, they did get a win over the Texans last week, but that is a division rival, so I always view division matchups a lot more different than these other ones, and, you know, Washington, to me, is a much better team, but I'm not shocked at all that they started to crumble the second half of the season because you know, that is actually what Dan Quinn teams tend to do, even when he's a defensive coordinator. When he was the Cowboys defensive coordinator, they would always fall apart the second half of the season. And so I'm not shocked that this is what's happening to the Commanders right now. They were going to have their growing pains at some point. And, you know, Jaden Daniels, he is still a rookie. But I do think they're going to play well in this one. And I have Washington winning 23-16. Simon also has Washington winning 24-16. Then we have the Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Texans are a 5.5-point favorite. And Jacksonville, hey, they're getting Trevor Lawrence back this week. or at least are supposed to. And who cares? Because it doesn't matter. The Jaguars are another terrible ass team. But Houston, they're coming into this one off of a loss to the Titans, nonetheless. And so this is yet another division rival. So it could it might end up being an okay game. But to me, the Jaguars are completely out of it. And I don't really know what they have to play for other than pride. And I don't even think they have pride at this point. Whereas the Texans, they really need a win. They need to get it right offensively. And I kind of feel like this is a team you could do it against. And so I have Houston winning 28-17. Simon also has Houston winning 19-7. Then we have the Los Angeles Rams at the New Orleans Saints. Right now, the Rams are a 2.5-point favorite. I feel like both of these teams are kind of in the same position. They've had to battle through a lot of injuries. Offensively, they're able to really get it going at times. But then they also have their just terrible games. So this could actually end up being a pretty decent game. I feel like it's going to start out as a shootout between Carr and Stafford. But then towards the end, I kind of feel like the Rams are just going to pull away. I think the Rams are the better team. I feel like they're actually probably going to get stronger towards the end of the season. They're also a team that has playoffs on the line, whereas the Saints, they've just been way too inconsistent for me. And while the Rams aren't that consistent either, I just think they're a better team. So I have the Rams winning 31-21, and this is another disagreement between Simon and I. He has the Saints winning this one 28-24. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Buccaneers are a 6.5-point favorite. I just think Carolina, they've had their moments. They definitely know how to battle in every game. They really don't give up. They actually play pretty well. It's just once they just can't keep it going for all four quarters. They either start getting their asses beat in the first half, and then they have to play catch up, and it's too late in the end like it was last week. Or there are other times where they might start out pretty well, but then taper off as the game wears on. And I kind of think that's what's going to happen in this one. Tampa Bay has been really good offensively, and they seem to get better each and every week. They did get Mike Evans back as well, so that's definitely helpful. And Baker Mayfield's just been having a fantastic year as well. I think the Buccaneers are the better team, so I've got the Buccaneers winning this one 27-20. And this is another disagreement between Simon and I. He is going with his Carolina Panthers this week 23-20. Then we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, the Ravens are a 2.5-point favorite. The Eagles are coming in hot, but I kind of feel like at some point they're going to lose one, and that's going to be this one. I just feel like the Baltimore defense is really going to step it up. Now, it's going to be cool because we have the two best running backs in the league between Saquon Barkley for the Eagles and then Derrick Henry on the Ravens. So I kind of feel like it's going to be ground and pound between the two of them. And then, of course, you got Hurts at quarterback for the Eagles, and then you got Lamar Jackson at quarterback for the Ravens. But I think Lamar Jackson's having the better year so far, and I just kind of feel like the Ravens, they're at home. I feel like they're just ready to keep on winning because they definitely have to hopefully win this division, and they need to keep getting wins in order to catch up to the Steelers. And the Steelers need to lose, so that's the only way that they could keep it going. But I feel like the Ravens, they got a nice win against the Chargers last week. And the Eagles, they're coming in hot, but I feel like at some point it's going to stop. And I do think the Ravens actually are the better team. Like I've mentioned about the Eagles, it's Saquon Barkley and then everybody else on the offense. There's just a lot of question marks for me. So I've got the Ravens winning this one 31-21. And Simon also has the Ravens winning this one 31-28. And then the Sunday Night Football matchup is the San Francisco 49ers at the Buffalo Bills. Right now, the Bills are a 6.5-point favorite. No idea if Brock Purdy's going to play in this one. His status is still up in the air. But honestly, I don't think it matters. I don't think the Niners are a good team at all, even though they're still in playoff contention because their division is so close and so bad right now. I think they're going to keep falling back each and every week, especially because they're playing teams like Buffalo. It's supposed to be a very snowy game as well. It's looking like they're going to have a couple of feet of snow building up over these next couple of days. So it's just going to be one of those typical Buffalo games, and they're always prepared for it. And actually, the Niners tend to play pretty well in the snow. They've won a couple of games in Green Bay over the years, and they've been snowy games. But I just kind of feel like the Buffalo Bills are the better team. They're the more consistent team. The Niners just haven't been able to get anything going. They've looked pretty bad all season, and they just keep getting worse each and every week. The injuries keep piling up each and every week. So I actually have the Buffalo Bills dominating this one 27-10. And Simon also has the Bills winning this one 23-17. Moving on to the NBA Cup. And we actually have a couple of teams that have actually won their groups already. So they've won their group, but the rest of the teams are still in contention for the potential wild card team spot. So let's see where we are in the Eastern Conference Group A. Right now, Orlando's leading the pack 2-0, with the New York Knicks right behind them at 2-0. Then the Philadelphia 76ers at 1-2, Brooklyn Nets at 1-2, and the Charlotte Hornets at 0-2. Then Eastern Conference Group B, we have the Milwaukee Bucks 3-0, and they're actually on a pretty decent winning streak right now. You know, they started off the season terrible, but now they're really starting to get it going, and this is the Eastern Conference. So the Bucks could easily, if they just get going on a winning streak, they're right back in the thick of things. And, of course, they've got Giannis. So, in my opinion, you cannot count out a team with Giannis Antetokounmpo on it. But then right behind them, the Detroit Pistons at 2-0. Then the Miami Heat at 1-2. The Toronto Raptors at 0-2, and the Indiana Pacers at 0-2. And then Eastern Conference Group C, we have the Chicago Bulls leading the pack at 2-1, the Atlanta Hawks at 2-1, the Boston Celtics at 2-1, the Cleveland Cavaliers at 2-1, and the Washington Wizards at 0-3. Then Western Conference Group A has been won by the Houston Rockets. They swept this shit 3-0, so they've already won Group A. The rest of the teams behind them are just trying to win the wild card spot. So we've got the Clippers at 1-1, the Portland Trail Blazers at 1-1, the Minnesota Timberwolves at 1-2, and the Sacramento Kings at 0-2. Then Western Conference Group B, we have the Phoenix Suns leading the pack right now at 2-1, the Los Angeles Lakers at 2-1, then the San Antonio Spurs at 2-1, then the Oklahoma City Thunder at 1-1, and the Utah Jazz at 0-3. And then Western Conference Group C has officially been won by the Golden State Warriors. They clean swept through there, 3-0. And then the rest of these teams are actually just trying to get that wild card spot. So we've got the Dallas Mavericks at 2-1, the New Orleans Pelicans at 1-2, the Denver Nuggets at 1-2, and the Memphis Grizzlies at 0-2. So that is how the NBA Cup is looking right now. So we'll see where we're at here in the next few days as that continues to progress on, because I know tonight they've got some more games to be played in the NBA Cup that will be counting towards these standings. So we'll see where we're at over the next couple of weeks with the NBA Cup. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.